You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, November 25th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
49ers.
Man, what a game last night.
Ooh,
well, Amanda was on earlier. She said boring. Boring. Well, I will tell you that she actually napped during the fourth quarter. She was like,
what?
I'm out. Yeah. I looked over the couch. She's laying there on the couch last night. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're missing the game.
Relish, man.
Right?
Relish the victory.
Taking it. 10-1. And it could be 11-0 had that guy hit that field goal a couple of weeks
ago. Not his fault.
I know. Well,
not his fault.
Well, okay. Some fun facts for you today. The best theory on where pink lemonade comes from is that a circus vendor in the late 1800s accidentally dropped a red cinnamon candy into a batch of lemonade, and it turned it pink. And it was a big hit. Big hit.
Okay.
Is that what they do now? Is it cinnamon that goes in there? Or I thought it was like cherry or something. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
The Kentucky Derby. Oldest major American sporting event.
Well, then.
It has happened every single year since 1875.
Ooh.
Mark Zuckerberg paid $14 million for his house, then spent $20 million to buy four houses around him so he could use their backyards and keep them empty for privacy. This is what rich people do. I mean, we know that George Clooney bought the villa next to his villa in Italy just to keep people out. Keep them out.
It's a small, modest guest house.
Already built a wall. I mean, a fence. Time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Well, Victoria Beckham, who's never in our Who Cares News.
Yeah.
And never smiles.
Yeah.
Doesn't want wrinkles.
Well, can you blame her?
I still can't figure out how she has her husband. I can't.
Is he still doing those like shirtless ads? Was that him that I saw on a
Calvin Klein ad not too long ago? He's done some, yeah.
With the shirt off.
Their daughter, Harper, she's adorable.
How old is she?
I don't know.
No.
So Victoria Beckham is a proud mom, but she's not loving the fact that her eldest son, Brooklyn, he's being dubbed sexy.
Sexy? Mm-hmm. Sexy beast. Well, I mean, look at his dad.
His dad.
I mean, you know, it's in the genes.
One of those, they have
genes
a lot of kids.
Genes with a G, not with a J. It's in the genes. See what I did there.
One of those kids, they have a lot, has got to take after the dad.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
You would think.
Well, they have a lot for a good reason. She can't keep her hands off David. That's why. Hello.
Can't blame her.
Know how that works.
So Brooklyn, who's... Okay, so he was 20.
Yeah.
He was featured in People's Sexiest Man Alive issue and listed as one of the sexiest stars at every age.
At every age. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're 20 and you're already being named sexiest at every age. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I don't know about people sometimes.
So older men and women, line up.
Line up.
So when
well, he's legal. He's over 18. I mean, he's can't buy a drink legally, but, you know.
He doesn't have to.
No.
So when asked if she knew about Brooklyn's new title during her visit on Ellen, Victoria said she's not sure if she really wanted to know that, or even if she needed to know about Brooklyn's new title. Can't blame her.
Yeah.
She asked Victoria about some of her viral social media moments as well. So including her signature fit point pose, which has now become her go-to on Instagram.
Oh, God. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Riveting. Riveting. So naturally,
yeah,
this leads to Victoria giving Ellen a tutorial about how to do a fit point pose.
I guess. I haven't seen it. I don't know why. I don't know about no fit point pose.
No, you've probably seen it.
Who cares? Who cares, Instagram? Come on.
I know.
My story disappears after 24 hours, but Victoria Beckham can point her toe. What's that all about?
So Victoria said, do you know the great thing about Instagram? I mean, people will tag me in pictures of literally their cats doing, their dogs doing it, their babies doing it.
Oh, jeez.
It's very entertaining and keeps them coming back because I see all of them. It's hilarious.
I'm kind of surprised she's on. This is November, right? Well, it's the end of November. So the November sweeps might be over. So that's probably why they saved this episode, this exciting episode.
Probably.
Victoria Beckham on Ellen until now.
Yeah, because she's not like, dumping for nothing.
Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that.
No. They want to see her husband.
When was the last time he was on Ellen?
I mean, we would have heard that.
We would have heard about that.
Put him on.
Without a shirt.
No, he can come out with a shirt.
But he can take it off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Abs-dang-lutely. And then just leave her at home. The AMAs were last night, and thankfully, Taylor Swift was able to sing a medley of her songs that are now owned by Scooter Braun.
Thank the maker. Poor Taylor. Oh, my God.
Well, there had been talk of litigation to allow her to do so.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's like, I want to sing all my songs. And they lawyers can do lawyer things, and you can just like...
This is the thing that's amazing. Taylor Swift wrote all of her own songs.
Yes.
It's not like she was singing, you know, other people's songs, and then there was this thing, well, they really... Because in the music world, the writer gets the first everything.
Uh-huh.
Everything. So how did she lose this? And I have the same question about how did Paul McCartney lose the Beatles catalog to Michael Jackson? How are these backdoor deals done?
Yeah, because it amazes me that the writer has
we pay a royalty to the writer to play his song on the radio.
But the writer gets nothing because it's owned by somebody else.
It's crazy. It's a publisher. I know it works. I just had to throw some drama in there. Drama.
Well, she wants to play her songs.
Well, she was on an award show.
So the attorneys go and do attorney things, and she reaches in her little magic basket and she pulls out $1,000 and says, "Yeah,
thousands." Well, she might have. That part we don't know.
Well, you might remember that
Scooter didn't get. Scooter got more than a drink at the bar last night for letting her sing her own songs. I guarantee you that. And I don't mean anything bad by that, but there was probably dollars exchanged. My guess, or the promise of more dollars to come.
Probably.
Guess. Yeah.
Anyway, last night,
Tay-Tay.
She also won a record 6 AMAs.
Okay. You know, here's the deal. She won 6 AMAs. She's got a long ways to go till she catches up with Ellen's 24 People's Choices Awards. So, I mean, Ellen's like the she has more awards than anybody in entertainment except Walt Disney. So, I mean, she's got like 22 People's Choice Awards. And she has them scattered all over her house, from what I understand.
I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. So you know who doesn't have an AMA is Halle Berry. Halle Berry does not have an AMA because she's not a musician.
She doesn't sing. And so. That really has nothing to do with the price of tea in China, nor does it sound remotely sexy. You're just tossing her name out there.
That's
to toss
what
her
I
name.
Do. Like, well, it's part of the shtick. You know, it's part of the shtick. We got to do the shtick.
The shtick used to be that you were hot for Halle Berry.
I'm still hot for Halle Berry. You know, if she would have been on the red carpet. All right, with that.
Now, that's the John Van Camp we all know and
despise. All right, with that, we're back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.